Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey there. Good morning. It's 8:13. Wait, 8:14. Just changed. Nice. Oh, it's the Play Every Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
All right, she's up. I can be loud.
Yeah. Start making noise. Start banging a pot around or something like that.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm doing the dance. I'm doing the wiggly leg dance.
You! You kicking up dust? You dancing?
I'm kicking up dust like that one weekend.
I'll never forget that.
My legs are still burning. Still burning from that night.
All right. We're going to check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden, your best bud. Oh, that was you. I'm sorry.
Buds in the business, for God's sake. You know what? That's my line.
I'm sorry. I stepped on you, man. Do you want to try it again? Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Nailed it. What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Don't forget, too, Smith Indoor Garden offering curbside service as well. Mm-hmm. Last November, a 65-year-old guy named Craig Lamell from Houston was hospitalized with severe head injuries. He told the cops he was walking on a bike trail when three guys jumped him and attacked him. Sadly, Craig died from the injuries in December, but the cops couldn't track down the guys who beat him up, and the case went cold. At least it did until last month, when an 81-year-old guy named Alan Bishop was laid off from his job. He and Craig are relatives, although we don't know exactly how they're related. All right, now this is going to make sense here eventually. But we do know this. When Alan's company was going through his computer, they found emails that show he and his relative Craig were in a sexual relationship and would have some pretty down and dirty sex.
What?
One email talked about how Alan was the one who punched Craig over and over in the head back in November when they were getting it on. Then the guys came up with the mugging cover story when they realized Craig needed to go to the hospital. Alan has been charged with aggravated assault of a family member.
What? That's crazy. That's a crazy story.
So, 81-year-old guy and his cousin?
It's his cousin.
We're in a sexual relationship, and apparently during the relations, at one point, Alan was just punching Craig?
You know, usually your WTF stories end in a laugh. This is a straight up cold case files, dude. I feel like I'm watching True TV right now.
I mean, I'm sorry. I went into this and I was thinking, oh, okay.
I'm looking for the joke. No, it's just some dude died from getting beaten in the head. That's not
while
funny
doing
at all.
It with his cousin. I'm sorry, folks. This did not turn out well at all.
No. Wait, we need to take a break. I need a break, man.
I'm so sorry about this. This is just, where's the punchline?
This is supposed to be a funny show. There's nothing funny about that. I'm going to have nightmares now.
And think about the funeral. I mean, that's an awkward family funeral.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I really need a break. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we got nothing for this one. I'm not even going to try and find a punchline. No. Well, I guess the punchline. The punchline could murder you.
There's a punchline. You get it?
The punchline.
In the back of the head. Punch.
From the sex.
Woo.